Helen Thomas has been a member of the White House press corps since 1961 and has covered every U.S. president since John F. Kennedy. Under the current administration, she's persona non grata in the briefing room and has shifted from reporter to columnist and author. Tonight, she's the subject of a documentary profile on HBO, a profile produced and directed by Rory Kennedy, the youngest child of Robert F. Kennedy. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
This new HBO profile of former United Press International Wire reporter Helen Thomas has a lot of neat angles to it. It's produced and directed by Rory Kennedy, whose uncle, John F. Kennedy, was the first president Thomas covered as a reporter for UPI. And in this documentary, called Thank You, Mr. President, Helen Thomas at the White House, the woman who covered nine presidents doesn't ask questions, she answers them. Thank You, Mr. President is a great subject for a documentary, and it's telling that it's presented by HBO rather than one of the broadcast networks. Maybe the networks just felt too close to the subject or didn't want to offend the White House. It's just as likely, though, that it's because Helen Thomas in this documentary is just like Helen Thomas in the White House briefing room, brazenly outspoken. One segment of Thank You, Mr. President illustrates this perfectly. It begins with Thomas appearing on CNN, interviewed by Wolf Blitzer, about her very unflattering quoted remark about President George W. Bush. Then it shifts to Thomas at the daily White House press briefing, jousting with Press Secretary Dana Perino about civilian casualties in Iraq, an exchange that is repeated, then ridiculed, by Bill O'Reilly. And finally, to finish the segment, Rory Kennedy asks Thomas about the liberal media, and sparks another unvarnished exchange.
You said, this is the worst president ever. He is the worst president in all of American history.
I never said that on the record, but it certainly got out.
It got out.
Yes. I think that that there's a room for improvement.
On the Pinhead front, far-left Washington correspondent Helen Thomas put forth that the American military is targeting civilians in Iraq, and got scolded for it.
Helen, I find it really unfortunate that you use your front row position bestowed upon you by your colleagues to make such statements. It is an honor and a privilege to be in the briefing room, and to suggest that we at the United States are killing innocent people is just absurd and very offensive.
Do you know how many we have since the start of the war?
How many? We are going after the enemy, Helen. To the extent that any innocent Iraqis have been killed, we have expressed regret for it.
Well, regret? It doesn't bring back a life.
Pinhead label for Helen Thomas? I think so.
Do you think there's a liberal bias in the press?
Hell no. I want to find one fellow liberal. I'm dying to find another liberal. Open their mouths. Where are they?
This documentary covers a lot of ground, almost too quickly. It's more like a greatest hits overview than an in-depth deconstruction. But we do learn a lot of interesting facts about Helen Thomas herself. How her parents, who emigrated from Syria in the 1890s, could neither read nor write. How Helen, as a teenager, got hooked on journalism by getting her first byline in a high school newspaper. And how, on an appearance on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, she is honest and objective enough to say regarding the entire White House press corps, all presidents hate us. Under questioning by Rory Kennedy, Helen Thomas apologizes for the way she and her White House colleagues reported Watergate, because it took Washington Post reporters Woodward and Bernstein, whom she calls outsiders, to break the story. But while she expresses dismay that Bill Clinton had to answer so many mortifyingly personal questions during the Monica Lewinsky scandal, she doesn't apologize for asking them. You had to write it, she says of that story. Vintage news clips give us a taste of the reporter's close proximity to presidents and history, and also touches on other issues. For example, how the role of women in the press corps has changed over the decades, and how reporting itself has changed over that same period. Not just technologically, but attitudinally. What's missing from Thank You, Mr. President, are other voices. No former presidents or fellow reporters are asked about Thomas, and no presidential historians or media critics are asked to put her in perspective. Also, oddly, there's no mention of or questions about the man known as Jeff Gannon, the right-wing blogger and fake correspondent given access for years by the Bush White House. Clearly, there's a bigger and better documentary waiting to be made here, one about the history of the White House press corps itself, one that would cover not only Helen Thomas and Jeff Gannon, but Sam Donaldson and Dan Rather. But for now, we have Thank You, Mr. President. It's a good place to start. But like so many narratives involving the White House, there's a lot more digging to do and a lot more story to tell.
David Bianculli writes about television for TVWorthWatching.com and Broadcasting and Cable Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.